Very difficult. In fact, if you leave one person who doesn't know anything about namaz and you write it out and give it to him or from kitabs he must learn, he will not be able to make that namaz. And deen that you learn from somebody you see making namaz, that is, if you are attached to deen through khanqa, buzurg's line, go and see our great buzurgs, whether it was what we saw, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah, Maulana Masihullah Sahib, all our elders. Presently, who we saw, Hazrat Hakim Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib, Maulana Saeed Khan Sahib, Ali Salam told him that button it up because it's a long slit, not just a small slit below the knee. Below the knee is no satar, above the knee is satar. Till the knee, including the knee, that is satar. So that kurta we should wear. No student, even during holidays, even after you graduate, if you are student,
muhsinin. This is the beginning of Surah Luqman, which is the 31st surah of the Quran Sharif. Like in the previous surah, this surah also starts to prove the authenticity of the Quran Sharif and the Nabuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam by informing us about Hazrat Iskam when he was given his Nabuwat, and now for an ordinary person, for me to give fatwa etc. is not correct. This also shows the great sincerity of these great people. We are such that if we are doing work of deen and somebody else comes in that area, we become upset and angry that who art in dunya, who is reading the kitab because he's forced to read it. That person won't get enjoyment. But that person who has made his niyat, that my niyat in life is to please Allah, then that person will enjoy reading the kitab, and the kitab will be, he'll see the great benefits of the kitab. Otherwise, a person will read Quran Sharif par unko yaqeen hai. And these are those people who have got their yaqeen, they believe in the akhirat. We should think, do we even think of the akhirat the whole day? Even if we are making our namazes, do we even think of our akhirat? Do we even think of our maut? A person who has got yaqeen of that, a person who's got success, complete success, and the object of life and purpose of life, they have achieved it. But however, now the Quran explains another very great aspect, and we have to check ourselves on this also. And that is that the Quran, the teachings of Quran, our masjids, our madrasas, our deen, that we should give Quran, or we encourage them on other things against deen. And everyone's nature is that he takes to things of dunya. So are we encouraging deen or dunya? This ayat were revealed with regard to Nadr bin Harith, who was one of the chief enemies of Islam and of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam may yashtari lahu al hadith, or ek wo log hai ke kharidar hai khel ki baato. And amongst people there are those, referring to Nadr bin Harith in particular, and generally anyone till the day of Qiyamah who does this, who buys things of entertainment, of pastime, just to amuse people. Peet de jai ghurur se, they turn their backs in arrogance, that what is this what you're talking about the unseen, about qabar, about all these things. They make a joke about deen, which is common not only of the non-Muslims, they in particular, but many Muslims make a joke about matters of deen, about the beard, about it at all, whether it is any soccer tournament or even in the name of deen, to be listening to a bayan while namaz is carrying on in the masjid, and we are listening on the radio or anywhere else, we are listening to nasheeds etc., and we don't pay attention to the faras of Allah Ta'ala, these are all haram acts, and shaitan will come, Allah Ta'ala explained, and that will lead to unity in the ummah also. And if that is not there, it will destroy the ummah also. If that adab is not there for big people, for others, we call people by names, fighting, infighting, etc., this will destroy the very core of the ummah. Now, brothers of one another, and like brothers, you should love, kunu ibadallahi ikhwana, be the servants of Allah Ta'ala as brothers of one another. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا اور رکھے تمہارے ذاتیں اور قبیلے تاکہ آپس کی پہچان ہو. and over a non-Arab, and not a non-Arab over an Arab, illa bittaqwa. Only by taqwa is the superiority. That is the only thing that counts by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. تحقیق عزت اللہ کی یہاں اسی کو بری ہے جس کو ادب برا. Everything Allah is fully aware. So what we should strive for is to acquire taqwa, and this taqwa will also come from adab, and adab of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that will come from adab of our elders. If we respect our elderly people, we will get the adab of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We've given up hostilities towards you. We won't fight against you. We are at peace with you, aslamna, and we are now at peace with you. But the reality of iman is a thing which is much, much more greater, and a person has to strive in order to bring iman. These were those people who came new into Islam. We are born, atna lega tumhare kaamon mein se kuch. And if you will become obedient, bring that reality of iman, and you will become obedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will not delete any of your actions, because actions are accepted on the criteria of iman. If there is an iman,
he's hardly dressed properly, no food also, he's gone mad also. It can happen to any person. And sometimes some of our gunas, and one particular guna which the ulama get involved in, to speak bad of other ulama. A person can change. So a person has got no right to be proud about, and it is the height of a person who can't think a little bit, that person will be proud that I'm somebody, that I got this, I did this, I own so much, and I do this, that person. And with fire in your house, you and your wife are fighting, there's a fire. And you got pride, you also fire. And if she also got pride in her, how will that fire ever go off? And sand is a thing that comes down. And you put off a fire, this pride which comes off a person. So hum aise, and another wazifa that we must include every day in our maamulat, hum aise rahe ya ke waise rahe, waha dekhna hai ke kaise rahe. How we stayed in this dunya.
Because he used to give dars, lessons of the scriptures of Allah Ta'ala. So from there he used to give so much of lessons that from dars he became to be known as Idris, the one who gives dars, who gives lessons all the time. And he explained to the people, and about these five idols of theirs, their history inshallah a little bit we will discuss. And we will see that how shaitan had worked, and we have to check ourselves in today's time, that isn't shaitan using the same ploys against us also, and how he leads people over generations into idol worship. وآخر دعوانا